From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting an earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. More than 200 people have been killed, more than 1,400 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeastern Turkey has left two Turkish police officers and seven militants dead. A gunfight broke out when police raided a number of houses in Diyarbakir. Security officials and five police officers were wounded, and 12 militants were captured. Climate change, trade, and maritime cooperation in the South China Sea topped the agenda when Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. Widodo is the first Indonesian leader to visit the United States in a decade. The Indonesian chief is looking to attract more American investment in his country during a five-day visit to the United States. He is also meeting with business leaders, fund managers, and technology and mining executives in San Francisco and Washington. Tanzanian election officials say they plan to announce preliminary results Monday from Sunday's election, ahead of the vote for a new president and parliament. Analysts predicted a tight race but suggested the ruling CCM party would win. Voting in Dar es Salaam Sunday was peaceful and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest. Haitians went to the polls Sunday to select a presidential candidate from the more than 50 people running for the country's top office. Two candidates have emerged as serious contenders, Jude Celestin and Marcy Narcisse. Results are expected in early November. A runoff will be held in December. This is VOA News.